they're coming to a head because they did not sneak it in the budget as they did last year, because leadership and the governor knew that it would be a tough battle by bringing it up as a single issue. In fact, as you know, it was tossed out of the budget, not by the governor, not by a legislature, but by a judge, saying that it is a policy issue. It's a single subject issue, an issue that should not have been put into the budget as proviso language. It should be an issue that would as a piece of legislation. This year, they could not find a Senate sponsor, so they created a bill in a procedural committee, a rules committee, which is unprecedented. A bill that would privatize 18 counties, as you indicated, almost 30 correctional facilities. And of course, what leadership and the governor are finding out in Tallahassee is that both Republicans and Democrats are joining together to oppose the expansion of such a policy to turn over these taxpayer paid for facilities over private companies so they can make a profit.
And what would you describe as the mood in your own chamber right now? It looks like the vote's not in place to pass this bill through. The Senate president pulled it from being heard on the floor. So how would you describe it? Is this a close vote, or are there big differences?
No, it's extremely close vote. I have amendments that would do several things, but probably one of the most important amendments would be to strike the bill completely and insert a study.
Now, Senator, you're talking about asking to conduct an economic study. That sounds like a logical thing to do. Are you suggesting that that has not been done?
Absolutely not been done, because no one can answer the question as to what kind of savings we're going to see. We keep hearing estimates from, you know, $15 million up to $45 million, but we know that at least in the first year, if the correctional officers are relieved of their job within the Department of Corrections, it'll be a cost to the taxpayers of $18 million, almost $19 million, because of the benefits that we would have to pay out. So definitely in the first year, the taxpayers will not save any money at all. But also, they've got it where we're going to turn over each of these facilities that were paid for by the taxpayers of Florida. Some of the facilities are still being paid off. The bonds are still being paid off by the taxpayers. The total amount of facilities that are a value of $500 million, that's $500 million, are being turned over to two private companies that have no skin in the game, that have invested no money into these facilities, and yet we're going to pay them a check every month, the taxpayers are, so they can make a profit. Why don't we just tell the Department of Corrections to reduce their budget and come up with a savings of 7%, so we don't have to turn public prisons over to private companies that trade on the New York Stock Exchange?
Well, let me ask you about that. The issue of privatizing prisons and private prisons in Florida has been going on for a while. I can think of that private prison that was constructed not far from Pensacola
Blackwater.
That was very controversial. And
yeah.
So the Department of Corrections, one of the largest state agencies with one of the largest budgets in Florida, do you see other money-saving options that you would like to see considered for the DOC?
Absolutely. In fact, we're seeing it already. We have, come the end of this year, you'll have the capability of 116,000 beds. And with that said, we have about 100,000 prisoners. And crime is down. And crime is down because of the good, tough laws that we've put on the books to stop the revolving door at our prisons, and also because of very good law enforcement and our state attorneys and our law enforcement agencies, sheriff's departments, city, county police throughout the state are doing a wonderful job. And so what we need to do is to focus in on how we reduce the cost of at the Department of Corrections. And what they're doing, and I support, is looking at some of the older, archaic, expensive prisons that we no longer need to be running, that they're just too expensive to run. And we can close those prisons down because you can consolidate. You don't need 116,000 prison beds when you only have 100,000 prisoners. There we can save money, but we don't need to be turning them over to a private company, put people's safety at risk, and allowing two companies to benefit off the backs of the taxpayers.